Today's episode, the Cuff Ranch. Motorists traveling up the Whitney Portal Road, just a few miles west of downtown Lone Pine, may notice the rock and cement monument marking the location of the Cuff Ranch. The ranch house is nestled a few dozen yards further down the driveway, near the banks of Lone Pine Creek, amongst a stately grove of cottonwood trees. The ranch was first built in 1925 by Clarence Badger, a Hollywood pioneer and director of such films as No No Nanette, Miss Brewster's Millions, and The Rainmaker. During his ownership, the ranch was a retreat for such stars as Mabel Normand, Douglas Fairbanks Sr., Joan Blondell, and George Brent. Irene Cuff and her husband Leslie, who was associated with Paramount Studio and also worked closely with Cecil B. DeMille, bought the ranch in 1943 and continued catering to the Hollywood crowd. Hollywood movie stars would come here just for the escape or to do some trout fishing, sometimes a bunch at a time, said Irene Cuff in a 1988 interview. Irene went on, and when there was filming nearby, they'd all stay here and have big parties. Irene Cuff had her own show business past, which included vaudeville, early radio, TV, and movies. She was a story in herself. Her stage name was Irene Pal, and she was known professionally as the Actress of a Thousand Faces. Irene spoke of how when Hollywood finished filming the epic movie Gunga Din, the studio left behind most of the movie sets on their property, which were eventually taken to the dump. Gene Autry used the ranch as his headquarters for many of the westerns he filmed in the Alabama Hills. The Cuff Ranch was used in several films, with the last major production, I Died a Thousand Times, with Lee Marvin and Shelley Winter, shot in 1955. In the 1940s, the Cuffs operated movie theaters in Palm Springs, Lake Arrowhead, Catalina Island, and the first theater in Lone Pine. Irene Cuff passed away in 2002, and the ranch property today is privately owned and not open to the public. But the thousands of recollections of Hollywood's glitz and glory days in the Alabama Hills will live on forever in the faded scrapbook of memories here along El Camino Sierra.